Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with the check of the latest in sports here on KJN. It's being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Taking a look at sports here this morning, starting off with the boys' state basketball tournament that wrapped up yesterday in Des Moines. The day started with 3A consolation. Game went to overtime. Clear Creek Amana knocking off Ballard 76-73 to earn third place there in 3A. In the 4A consolation, Cedar Falls, a 65-58 winner over Ankeny Centennial as the defending state champs end up third place here this year. In Class 1A, the championship, it was the 8-seed Wapsie Valley, 65-53 over Bishop Garrigan as they pick up that title running all the way through the tournament there. They knocked off the 1-seed there, of course, in the first round, and were able to run through Montezuma in the semifinals and then pick up the win over Bishop Garrigan there in that championship game. Wapsie Valley with an advantage in the paint there against, or with an advantage off of turnovers there against Bishop Garrigan, an 8-4 advantage there, and they also were able to outscore the opponent there 16-9 in the third quarter, then 23-15 in the fourth quarter. So it was really a second half effort that got Wapsie Valley that title, as they did a nice job there. The lead changed 9 times there early in that contest, so good back and forth battle early, but Wapsie Valley able to pull it out there at the end and take that 1A championship. In the Class 2A championship, it was Boyden Hall, a 64-51 winner over North Lynn, so the defending 2A champions come up short there against the top seed this year in Boyden Hall, and Boyden Hall in that contest was able to really do some damage inside. 38-20, the advantage in the paint there for Boyden Hall, as they were ahead by 1 at the end of the first quarter, outscored North Lynn by 5 in the second, and then really put the game out of reach in the third quarter by a 21-11 advantage there in that quarter. As for the game, they shot 49% from the field, 31% from three-point range. It was a 22-point effort from Andrew Frick and a 21 points from Tanner Teeslaw there for Boyden Hall to pick up that victory. So they get the championship there in 2A. In Class 3A, the championship goes to the top seed Norwalk, 70-68. They defeated Sergeant Bluff Luton as they had an 8-point lead late in that ball game. Sergeant Bluff Luton got back within 4 with about 30 seconds left. They got a tip in with 2 seconds left to provide the final margin there at 2 points, but Norwalk coming away with that victory, as they in their season at 24-3 with that state title. And Norwalk pushed that lead out to as by much as 14 with about 4:46 left to go in the contest. And Norwalk leading for most of that game as well, as they got another great performance from their star Bowen Bourne. He finished with 23 total points in that contest, had 2 others on his squad finishing with double figures. Grant Larson was 16 and 14 from Tyler Johnson, as Norwalk once again winning that Class 3A state championship. Sergeant Bluff Luton did have 2 players finish with 21 points in the loss, in Jake Lehman and Daniel Wright. Now in the 4A championship to cap things off, it was Ankeny picking up a 78-70 victory over Waukee. So Ankeny able to take that championship there in 4A. They finished the year at 21-5, and that state title. They were able to jump out to an early 3-point lead by the end of the first quarter. They outscored Waukee by 6 there in the second, and then a 16-7 advantage in the third quarter is what really provided the margin they needed. Waukee was able to trim back a little closer there in that fourth quarter of play. But Ankeny leading by as many as 18 points there late in the third quarter. So a nice lead throughout most of that game. And Ankeny did it in transition, 16-0 in fast break points there, Ankeny with the advantage. So that's how they run off to the victory. They ended up having five players in double figures as well, really spread the scoring out. 16 points apiece from Braxton Bayless and Jordan Coombe. And then they got 14 from Jackson Smith, 12 from Nolan Otten, and 13 points from Ryan Crandall as Ankeny picks up that win for Waukee in the loss. Peyton Sanford had 23 points and 19 points coming from Tucker DeVries as they finished their year at 23-3. So that wraps up the boys' basketball season as those championship games finished off the tournament there last night. Moving on to other sporting notes, the sports landscape continues to shrink following decisions from the golf and auto racing world. Masters officials have postponed the first major championship of the year until a later date. That decision came 12 hours after PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan canceled four tournaments leading up to the Masters, starting with the final three rounds of the Players' Championship and its $15 million purse. Masters Chairman Fred Ridley said he hoped the decision puts Augusta National in the best position to host the event and two other amateur tourneys, but did not indicate when the Masters could be played. The decision to delay the Masters is the latest big hit to the spring sports calendar caused by the COVID-19 outbreak, which has already caused the cancellation of March Madness and disrupted schedules across the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, tennis, and soccer. And NASCAR and IndyCar have decided to put their seasons on hold out of concern for the pandemic. NASCAR called off Sunday's race at Atlanta Motor Speedway and next weekend's events at Homestead Miami Speedway, both of which were scheduled to run without spectators. IndyCar was supposed to open Sunday in St. Petersburg until circuit officials elected to suspend its season through the end of April. Major League Baseball is encouraging players to go home a day after canceling spring training and postponing opening day by at least 2 weeks. Ballparks in Florida and Arizona were locked down as the sport considered how to proceed amid the virus pandemic that has brought the U.S. sports schedule to a standstill. Teams speculated the season might not start until sometime in May, necessitating a reduced schedule. NHL Players Association Chief Don Fair tells the AP that he expects teams will be cleared to open their training facilities to allow player workouts as early as next week. Commissioner Gary Bettman says players and staff have been told to stay away from the rink and self-isolate while the league is on a hiatus of uncertain length. The additional time off over the weekend would also provide teams time to cleanse their facilities. Bettman said Friday he was not aware of any player or NHL employee tested positive for the new virus, but he can't say for certain that no one is feeling ill or awaiting test results. The NCAA will extend the eligibility of athletes on spring sports teams 1 year to make up for the season loss to the new coronavirus. The decision comes after the NCAA announced Thursday that its winter and spring championships would be canceled as a precaution against the spread of the new coronavirus. The details of how the extra eligibility will work are still being ironed out. NCAA basketball tournament organizers scrambled to devise a plan for a 16-team event to salvage the postseason before deciding to cancel the events. NCAA Vice President of Men's Basketball Don Gavitt told AP Friday that he started to consider ways of condensing the tournament Wednesday night after the NBA announced the suspension of their season. The idea was to have the selection committee choose the top 16 teams in the country and hold a tournament between March 26th and 30th. And the Toronto Raptors say all members of their travel party have tested negative for the virus, with one result still pending. The Raptors were tested in Toronto on Wednesday, 2 nights after they played the Utah Jazz. Jazz players Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell have tested positive for the virus. Gobert and Mitchell both played in that game against Toronto. The NFL is ending in-person visits between teams and draft prospects because of concerns over the virus outbreak. The league sent a memo to all 32 clubs on Friday afternoon saying the ban would go into effect until further notice at the end of the business day. The NFL draft is currently scheduled to begin on April 23rd in Las Vegas. The Big 12 Conference has canceled all athletic competitions for the rest of the academic year. All team activities, including team and individual practices, meetings, and other gatherings, have been suspended until March 29th and will be reevaluated at that time. And Boston Marathon organizers are postponing the prestigious race until September 14th because of concerns over that pandemic. And in news from the NFL, Chiefs cornerback Charvarius Ward earned the most in the NFL's performance-based pay program, getting an additional $654,750 out of an overall pot of just under $148 million. Ward, who was not selected in the 2018 draft, received nearly 15% more than his 2019 salary of the league minimum for second-year players, $570,000. He started all 16 games during the Chiefs' championship season, playing in nearly 95% of the Chiefs' defensive plays, as well as almost 26% of the special teams' plays. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports. Has been brought to you here this hour by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.